Yeah, we're over at Mount DeSales putting together a new soccer, lacrosse, field hockey, and softball field, kind of combined all in one for the girls over there in nice new synthetic turf, really getting it ready for the fall so they can use it year-round. We've been working since about 2002. Really, the complex up in Aberdeen was where we got our start, and we've started doing other projects around the country and throughout Maryland. We did the Calvert Hall High School project back around 2008-2009, their baseball field there. We've been working the Memorial Stadium project and Memorial Place. We're going to be starting up in Patterson Park and other parts throughout Baltimore. And so we've really been doing this for the last 10 years or so, getting very serious in the last 6 or 7 on local field construction, community fields, and then bigger projects. We're actually up in Blaine, Minnesota today, working on the largest baseball complex in the country.
What makes this project at the school here in Catonsville so unique?
You know, the Catonsville Mount DeSales project is really a great project because it's not often that you're stuck with such a small piece of space that so many different people need to use. So when we went in and spoke with the sisters and spoke with the school administrators, we really tried to figure out a way that we could make this one field that we can only use for part of the year available to all of the girls year-round. And that's how we came up with this idea to add a little cutout that we can use for softball. There's some extra space for training. We're hashing into the turf little marks so they can actually use it for their track and field practice. And then lining it for soccer, lining it for field hockey and lacrosse. And so you take what was kind of this multi-purpose field but with no real definition and creating a competitive facility that these girls can use really as one of the best fields in the area for all sports.
And it really seems like there's a demand now from all sorts of organizations to really be able to use the actual real estate they have in the most effective way.
Yeah, real estate is so tight. Field space is hard to come by. And it's also, once you get into building these new fields, they can be kind of expensive. So if you're going to put the money into it, it makes a ton of sense to get as much out of it as you can. And so using the synthetic turf, designing it to be as flexible as possible, that was really where we came from on this project. And that's really why the school is so excited about it and why we're so excited to be a part of it.
Also pretty exciting to work on a project that you know has the Ripken name on it.
Yeah, well, you know, every project we do has the Ripken name on it, and so we're actually kind of selective in the projects that we do. We want to make sure that they are unique projects and that they're interesting and that everything we put in, someone can go to 5, 10 years down the line and still feel like that's a first-class facility that's, you know, right up there at the top of this game with anything else that's being built. So we really go into every project feeling we've got the Ripken name to live up to, so we better put the best field out there that we possibly can.